Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show, where we are radio with a purpose, music with a message. Today is Sunday, June the 14th, 2009, and we got a pretty good show for you this week. We've got special guest Mr. Eric Rico stopping by, and we also have special guest Mr. Cameron Corvey. So we got a double show guest here, but you know I'm always joined with my show co-host here. Ladies, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm chilling. Ready to do another show, the Tavares Taylor Show. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited this week. You know, God's been good. And, you know, we always give God the praise here on the show. We always start by giving him the glory and the honor. So just like we always do, we got some of my boy Kurt Franklin and, you know, it's, you know, some Canton Jones. You know, we're going to hit you up with some Sonny Hawkins as well. But, you know, let's go ahead on and let's get this started. You're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Hey,
ain't too bad he didn't give up on you.
Hey, 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 hey.
didn't have the gumption to get down on my knees and ask for help. Kept trying and trying to be a superstar, steady pouring out, there was nothing there.
Instead of them price today,
give them the right of way,
cause to pay today. I'ma pay my haters' way. May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today.
Looking for that indie media in your indie spirit? Check out www.wowuradio.net. That's wow, the letter U, radio.net. While there, be sure to visit the Indie Spot, where you can vote on your favorite indie artists and see what artists are currently in rotation. Wow Radio, supporting the indie community 100%.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show, and it's Hater Day, so do something good for your hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. That's right. That was my boy Canton Jones with Hater Day. Before that, we had Sonny Hawkins with Where Would I Be, and we kicked that set off with Mr. Kurt Franklin. Ladies, are you there?
We are here.
That's right. That's right. You got to do something good for your hater. That's right.
I know that's right.
Well, you know, June is Black Music Month, and in celebration, we here at the Tavares Taylor Show are profiling individuals and groups who have made major contributions to music. This week, we feature the R&B group New Edition. That's right. Formed in Boston, Massachusetts, Ralph Tresvant, Bobby Brown, Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe, and Johnny Gill. That's right. I said Bobby Brown, too. They were a R&B pop phenomenon that laid much of the groundwork for the fusion of today's hip-hop and R&B. For over 20 years, whether together or apart, New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe, Johnny Gill, Bobby Brown have produced hits from Candy Girl and Popcorn Love to Hit Me Off. Today, members of the group continue to tour and keep fans engaged with various new projects on the horizon. We here at the Tavares Taylor Show will celebrate New Edition, this week's Black Music Month Group of the Week. And, of course, we've got our Black Music Month trivia question. And this week's question is, what was the name of New Edition's first single? First person to email me at tavares.taylor@gmail.com. Or hit me up in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com, /wildmedia, with the correct answer. You win a $15 gift card and a copy of Portia Smith's About Life CD. So hit me up, first person to email me, and that's TAVARESTAYLOR. Don't forget the dot in between. But, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. New Edition. Ladies, y'all know the answer. You better not yell it out. Please don't.
I do know the answer. I know. You know, it's not fair that we can't participate.
I told you I'm going to have the disclaimer. Show producers and people who work for the Tavares Taylor Show are now obligated to so-and-so, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I need a gift card. I need the CD also.
How about I'm going to get you to do your segment. Ladies and gentlemen, and now the segment Soul in the City by Ms. Deanna Coase.
He shut me down. Okay, so we have three Soul in the City events that we want to tell our listeners about. The first one is the 10th Annual MAC Summit and Awards, which will take place Tuesday, June the 30th through Wednesday, July the 1st in Chicago, Illinois. It is marketing to African Americans with excellence, and our listeners can actually participate and learn the latest strategies, trends, and findings in Black consumer advertising, marketing, and research. And if you want more information about that, you can check out www.targetmarketnews.com. The second event is the American Black Film Festival, which will take place Wednesday, June the 24th through Saturday, June the 27th in the MIA, Miami, Florida. 3 days of independent films, panels, workshops, and premieres, live entertainment, and the annual American Black Film Festival award ceremony. And that website for information is www.abff.com. And the third event is the Milwaukee Summerfest, which will take place Thursday, June the 25th through Sunday, July the 5th in Milwaukee. It's one of the largest music festivals in the country and will feature musical guests such as Maze featuring Frankie Beverly,
yeah,
Lil Kweli, Lupe Fiasco, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's good stuff. And make sure if you are in those areas to hit those events up. That's right. Soul in the City is for you. So, you know, we've got a very large audience, and we've got people everywhere. So be sure to check out the events near you. If you have an event, be sure to hit us up at info@TavaresTaylor.com. That's info@TavaresTaylor.com with your event. And, you know, we can mention it on the air because this is the People's Station, Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message, the Tavares Taylor Show. We're going to jump right into our special guest this week. We've got one of the greatest light rock, smooth soul brothers on, you know, heartfelt lyrics, speaks the truth. And I'm talking about Mr. Cameron Corvey. Mr. Cameron Corvey, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on with you, brother?
Man, everything is great. I can't complain.
I hear that. I hear that. Ladies, say what's up to Mr. Cameron Corvey.
Hello, Cameron.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly, folks. This is Mr. Cameron Corvey, and we're just so happy to have him on the Tavares Taylor Show. Cameron, for the listeners who may be tuning in for the first time and they may not know who you are, go ahead and give a brief description of who you are, describe your music, and all that other good stuff for me, please.
Cameron Corvey, originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, by way of Baton Rouge, based out of Atlanta, part of the Atlanta scene, if you will, call it soul,
Mecca.
Call it whatever, you know.
Mecca.
And acoustic guitar player, singer-songwriter, and producer. Done a lot of traveling, done a lot of performing, and, you know, put out a couple of independent records. My most recent record is called Corporate Rockstar, which kind of details a little bit of my life in the corporate world right after college. And it always has love and everything associated with love as well. So, you know.
Right. That's a hot joint, too.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a hot joint. That's a hot joint. I bob to it at work, you know. I need some up-tempo, something fast, keep me going. Yo, check out that corporate rock style, yo.
That's
for sure. Hey, Cameron, let's see. You've often compared to artists such as Lenny Kravitz, Maxwell, D'Angelo. How do these comparisons make you feel?
I think they make me feel good just thinking about it offhand. There's a little bit of pressure involved, definitely, because – you know, they're also some of my biggest influences, so I've always looked to, you know, use them as inspiration, but at the same time get my own style, my own, you know, little twist on everything out there as well. So, you know, a little bit of comparison is always a good thing, and I think when you start off from that perspective, you're starting off on the right foot. But I'm definitely looking to, you know, kind of get my name added amongst those cats, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, because that's a great group right there. You mean Lenny Kravitz, he's killing it. you know, I mean, he's got his own style. He's just, you know, doing the thing. And then you got Maxwell, who's coming out with, you know, Pretty Wings. And at first, honestly, I wasn't really feeling it. But now it's starting to really grow on me, and I'm starting to like it. I like the ending with the horns. I love when the horns come in. And
gotcha.
Then, you know, you got D'Angelo, who is, I mean, what can we say? That brother's just, you know, just incomparable. So, I mean, it's a great list, you know, great group. So, you know, your music being, you know, considered in that same category, you know, honestly, it's an honor. I would say, you know, it's an honor. So, but, you know, so real quick. So if you weren't making music, what would you do? You know, I like to ask, like, just random questions. We get into the album and all that other stuff. But if you weren't making music, what would you be doing?
You know, I've honestly felt like I've been blessed enough to be able to live those dreams out before the music thing happened. I was a football player growing up,
okay.
And I aspired to play in the NFL, and I think when I got to college, I kind of started restructuring my goals towards music. But I definitely think if music wasn't what I knew I was meant to be doing, I probably would either be doing something sports related or teaching. You know, I have a passion for, you know, teaching, and I feel like that's kind of the first stage, you know, towards helping develop that next wave of whoever is going to be, whether it's the next musician or the next mathematician. So being involved in helping minds kind of cultivate themselves and be responsible for their own decisions is kind of cool, actually. You know, I've had an opportunity to be involved with some youngsters here over the last couple of years, and it's been a very gratifying experience. So probably teaching most of anything.
Okay, hey, that's what's up. Yeah, I like that too. What particular grades?
Middle school, yo. That's where everything changes, and people decide what they want to, what type of person they really want to be. Whether they want to be the slacker, or whether they want to be the, you know, goody two shoes, or they want to be the jokester, or whatever the case may be. So definitely, like, you know, middle grades. Even though that people consider that to be the hardest part of, you know, the matriculation process for kids, you know, the middle school years, because sixth grade is totally different from seventh, and seventh is totally different from eighth. So you're dealing with attitude adjustment every day, you know what I mean? So.
Right. That's good stuff. Ladies, you got anything for camera?
Go ahead, Marissa.
Oh, go ahead, Deanna. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, you know, being compared to Maxwell and Lenny Kravitz, you know, is definitely a great honor. Actually, who are you listening to? Like, are you in your car, or you got your iPod on? You know, who are you listening to nowadays?
What's interesting is, you know, I get a little bit of flack for this, but I don't really choose to keep myself as current with what's going on in the music industry. You know, you get wind of that anyway if you're just a musician or you're around people who are in the music industry. Everyone's always talking, so I kind of steer away from anything that would automatically have me current in music, and I just wanted to preface with that because I'm always listening to something that's old, you know, something that's older that influenced me when I was younger, because I think when you get older, especially when you're dealing in music, if you listen to the same records, you get certain other things kind of peek out at you. And I know being a guitarist, it totally takes a different format if I'm trying to listen to somebody for guitar or whatever. I definitely would say that, you know, everybody's heard about Drake or Young Drake or whatever, however you want to call him. He's been interesting to listen to, you know, because part of the music industry these days is about the business element of it. What's everybody's in? How are people able to blow, or how are people able to get that notoriety? So it's not as much, you know, initially for the music itself, but it's more or less trying to see what is it that there is about a particular artist that makes, you know, people like him or her. I'm always listening to Kanye, I'm always listening to D'Angelo, and I'm always listening to Prince. And, you know, this catalog is like, you know, a record store in and of itself, so you can kind of get lost in that. And then in addition to that, a lot of jazz records. To be honest, what's in my CD player, I still play CDs sometimes, so, you know, laugh at me.
But,
What's in my CD player right now at this moment is Voodoo by D'Angelo.
Nice.
But I also have a collection of the police Sting and
okay.
the Police. So I'm flip flopping between those two right now.
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of podcasts with some Blue Eyed Soul, so I'm definitely police on that joint. Well, we're gonna let me see what we're gonna do. We're gonna jump right into the new joint, Kiss and Make Up. So
we jump in, can he do a little radio plug?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Can he intro into the song?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Put me on the spot. What's going on, everybody out there? The Tavares Taylor Show. I'm so happy to be here. This is Kiss and Make Up is definitely one of my prized possessions, musically speaking, from corporate rock stars, about how love really is. You know, I grew up with my parents arguing all the time and still staying together, and I think that's one of the staples of how Black American love has been, you know. So really what it all comes down to is that bottom line, and the bottom line is just keeping it going. So Kissing and Making Up usually is that opening, you know. So here we go.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
still with me to trials and tribulations. There is all around. And when it feels like everything is lost, don't let life break you down.
Welcome back to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show. On the line, we got Mr. Cameron Corvey. We just heard from him his new joint. We just heard Kiss and Makeup, and then we heard from Mr. Eric Rico with Today. And Marissa, you there?
Yes.
That's
I'm
right.
Here.
You got a question for Mr. Corvey. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I wanted to know what made you change your name from your stage name to your real name.
Good question.
Good question. I think, you know, when I was going by my stage name, I was kind of looking to live up to something that I had in my own mind of what I thought a musician, what I thought my version of a musician and what my version of an artist was to be. And I think I came to a point in time where I realized that, you know, the best to deliver your message to an audience and to establish an audience that really will follow you and really will be committed to you and seeing you grow and support all those different moves and musical changes that you go through will be to just tell the truth. And I felt like from discovering that part, it would be most necessary to just kind of start from square one and just reintroduce myself. So I thought it would be the perfect reintroduction, you know, when you're going to introduce yourself and give your name. So I was like, hey, you know, to kind of show that I'm coming into my own, I've grown, you know, musically and grown
just in what's most important to me in terms of conveying things to my audience, I wanted to make sure I did that under, you know, the right type of circumstance. I thought going ahead and keeping it real, like mama gave me, or like the name my mom gave me, or whatever, you know,
right,
was the best idea.
Good stuff. So what's next for you, bro?
You know, I'm just going to be kind of doing some shows here and there leading up to an Australia trip that I have later on in the summer, and it's going to be kind of exciting. I love traveling, so I'm always looking to get up and get out and see the world and be able to play and experience, you know, the musical side of things simultaneously. So I'm doing that. I'm also, you know, working, writing on, you know, looking to write and also producing as well. So I don't want to, you know, in the independent scene and in the soul scene, sometimes you can kind of get looked at negatively depending on how you orchestrate your relationship with the major label, you know, or the industry, if you will. So, you know, I've just had some opportunities to go ahead and get my pen sharpened up and do some writing with some producers, and Atlanta being the type of city it is. It's not hard. I've been here long enough, you know, to know quite a few people. So I just want to delve into, you know, seeing what I can do from that regard, and, you know, just keeping everything on the up and up.
Good stuff. That's what's up. Folks, if you would like to get more information on Mr. Cameron Corvey, please check out his website at CameronCorvey.com. Check him out on Facebook. Make sure you get him on Twitter. What else you got there, sir?
Cam.
Hey.
Cam.
Cam, MySpace. So, you know, check me out. I'm always leaving some interesting status update or whatever. To get people talking or what have you, and just to make sure it's Cameron with a K, you know, my mom had to be spatial and all that. So, you know, look me up.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much for coming through the Tavares Taylor Show. And if you got anything and you want to stop through anytime, feel free. The floor is always yours, sir.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem, y'all. Y'all, that was Cameron Corvey on the Tavares Taylor Show. And we're going to jump right into some music. We've got our last little set here before we close out the show. Thanks so much to everybody for tuning in. And shout out to Sonya Star 8143, who picked up the iTunes gift card and the CD. She guessed it right. It was Candy Girl. That's right. The first new edition, first single, it was Candy Girl. So keep it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show. Maybe next time you can win, but as of right now, you lose. So we're on to the music.
In front of the other, it got my life. In all I know who I am. I'm just a brown girl. I'm just a brown girl.
Stay in.
Welcome back. You've got it locked to Radio With a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. Fly Away With Me. I love that joint. That was Miss Cy Smith. And before that, we had Brown Eyed Girl by Miss Carol Riddick. And she'll be on a show in 2 weeks. Matter of fact, it'll be her and the Foreign Exchange. And we kicked off that set with Miss Liv Warfield with Work For Me. Folks, we're going to apologize to you for Eric Rico and Nat being on the show. I'm not sure what's going on, but he's not here. So we're going to keep it moving as we normally do here on the show. And we're going to feature a new segment. Well, we did it last week, but it's new because it got a new name. So we're going to call it Soul Flavor in Your Ear. And it's when we show you or tell you what's coming out, you know, every Tuesday. New music you can download, new music you can buy, new music you can get your hands on. So, Marissa.
All right. I want to go ahead and introduce you to two new upcoming CD releases that will be coming out on June 16th. The first one will be from Laura Isabore, Let the Truth Be Told, Ireland's own soul singer. It will be coming out with her LP. If
from
those of you who don't,
know.
There it is. For those of you who know that she is the singer from My Heart's Yours, number one smash hit right now. And
like,
for those of you,
singer. She's the singer, not Tav, right?
Hey,
right,
hey.
Right, not Tav. You're right. And I'm so excited because this guy has been my favorite artist for so long. And he's been in the business for 20 years, and he is dropping his newest album called Classic. And that is Will Downing.
Oh, yeah.
He will be coming out with his newest album, which will be a collection of all of his soul hits by other musical titans before him, like David Ruffin, Barry White, and the original. As well, he's going to present his own compositions with long-term collaborator Rex Rideout. So they'll both be coming out on June 16th. So check them out.
Not David Ruffin. Where he been?
No, he's going to remake stuff from David Ruffin.
Okay. That's what they're doing a duet, you know.
No.
So, David, if you want to be a guest, hit us up on the show. We'd love to have you. Oh, man. Well, you know, hey, thanks so much to everybody for listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. Each and every Sunday, we really appreciate it. You could be anywhere on the net or anywhere, wherever you are, but you are listening to us. So thank you so much. Some important links. Be sure to check out Cameron Corvey, tonight's special guest. Be sure to check him out at CameronCorvey.com. That's K-A-M-E-R-O-N-C-O-R-V-E-T. CameronCorvey.com. Be sure to check him out on Facebook. Sign him up on Twitter, MySpace, all of that good stuff. Be sure to check out his new CD out, Corporate Rockstar. Be sure to pick that joint up. And Saying Things, his previous joint. Be sure to check out all of those joints. Also, to the boss lady over at wowuradio.net, be sure to check out wowuradio.net. All independent artists, all independent models, independent. If you're independent or you're not independent, you got some music you want to shoot at them, wowuradio.net. Or you can hit us up at tavarestaylor.com, TavaresTaylor.com. Or you can hit us up at info@tavarestaylor.com. Shoot us your music, your poetry, your culture, what it is. We've got it, your events, all of that good stuff. Be sure to check out the Empowerment Minute newsletter each and every Wednesday. It is packed with motivation, wealth building, health tips, all of that good stuff, something good for the soul to get you over the hump. So be sure to check that out on tavarestaylor.com. Also, you can hit us up on our new home. That's right, it's iTunes. Hit us up. Be sure to search us on the podcast, The Tavares Taylor Show. You can download previous episodes. You can also get our brand-new podcast. We got some mini-mixes that you might want to check out. We got an inspirational, motivational, spiritual uplift mix. I got, you know, about 8 different names for it. But, you know, it's something to pick you up on the motivational, spiritual tips. So be sure to check that out. It's not your grandmama's gospel. So I'm just going to let you know it's not your grandmama's gospel. So be sure to check it out, and be sure to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Ladies, you got anything to say in a parting words? But...
Oh, wow. You know, like always, let the music inspire you.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, that's what we do here on the show. Deanna, you call awfully quiet tonight. You all right?
No, I'm not quiet. I'm just going to say, say you all inspire me. I mean, I don't have anything deep. I can't be like Marissa and you. You know, I'm trying to be like y'all when I grow
deep.
Up.
Right.
Y'all a mess. Y'all a mess. But thank y'all so much for everything you do. Shout out to each and every one of you for listening. Thanks to everybody who's checked in so far. Thanks. We really appreciate it. To all my family, what's going on. Thank y'all for your support. And next week, y'all, we got Miss Layla Hathaway for the whole entire hour. And
woo!
I don't think I'm going to play nothing but Layla Hathaway next week. So this is going to be Layla Hathaway Sunday. It's Father's Day. It's Layla Hathaway. Mm-hmm. And we're excited here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Remember that change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. We're going to kick off this new Layla Hathaway next week. And we're going to play some Layla Hathaway right now with Outrun the Sky. You've been tuned in to the Tavares Taylor Show, radio with a purpose, music with a message. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week. Peace.
For that indie media in your indie spirit, check out www.wowuradio.net. That's wow, the letter U, radio.net. While there, be sure to visit the indie spot where you can vote on your favorite indie artists and see what artists are currently in rotation. Wow Radio, supporting the indie community 100%.